Honorable Ramanathan Archana, you have 6 minutes.
Good afternoon.
Order, please. Speaker, the deputy
members of parliament and the beloved citizens of the.
Excuse me, the deputy chairperson will take.
Honourable Speaker, esteemed members of Parliament and the beloved citizens of the motherland called Eelam. வரலாற்றை அர்ப்பணிப்பிலிருந்து ஆரம்பிக்க ஆசைப்படுகிறேன். என் உயிரிலும் மேலான என் இனத்தின் மானம் காத்த வீர தமிழன் இருந்தால் தலைவன் இல்லையேல் இறைவன் என போற்றப்படுகின்ற அன்புக்கும் மதிப்புக்கும் உரிய மேதகு அவர்களுக்கும் அவர் காட்டிய வாழ்வில் உயிரை துச்சம் என மதித்து என் இனத்தின் மானம் காத்த வீர மறவர்களுக்கும் அதேபோல் இதுவரை காலமும் நடந்த இந்த கோர யுத்தத்தால் பாதிக்கப்பட்ட உயிரிழந்த சகல முஸ்லீம் சிங்கள தமிழ் இளைஞர்களுக்கும் முக்கியமாக ரோகண விஜயவீர மற்றும் அவர்களுடைய தோழர்களுக்கும் எனது வீர வணக்கத்தையும் அஞ்சலியையும் தெரிவித்துக் கொள்கிறேன். இட் இஸ் வித் ப்ரொஃபவுண்ட் கிராட்டிடியூட் எ டீப் சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரெஸ்பான்சிபிலிட்டி அண்ட் ஹார்ட் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் ஹோப் தட் ஐ ரைஸ் பிஃபோர் த எஸ்டீம் சேம்பர் அஸ் அ ரிப்ரஸண்டேட்டிவ் ஆஃப் த ரிசேலன் அண்ட் டிட்டர்மைன் பீப்புள் ஆஃப் த நார்தர்ன் ப்ரொவின்ஸ். அலோ மீ டு பிகின் பை எக்ஸ்டெண்டிங் மை ஹார்ட்ஃபெல்ட் அப்ரிசியேஷன் டு த வெனரபிள் தமிழ் லீடர் மேதகு அண்ட் த பிரதர்ஸ் அண்ட் சிஸ்டர்ஸ் ஹூ வி லாஸ்ட் இன் த பாஸ்ட் whose visionary leadership continues to inspire generations. I also bow in solemn remembrance to all those who have selflessly given their lives in the pursuit of peace, equality and unity in Sri Lanka. Their sacrifices resonate not only among the Tamil community, but also among our Sinhalese and Muslim brethren who have suffered, endured for the sake of the nation's progress. තාතෝමඩ මතක් කරන්න කැමැති ඔහු 1966 ශ්‍රී ලංකා පොලිසියේ ෆුට්බෝල් ටීම් එකේ කැප්ටන් විදියට අවුරුදු ගාණක් තිස්සේ හිටියා. 1983 ලංකාවේ තිබ්බ තත්ත්වයත් එක්ක අපේ පවුලට ජැෆ්නා වලට සර්වයිවිං අයින් වෙලා යන්න සිති වුණා. එතන් පටන් දශක දෙකක් එල්ටීටී සංවිධානයේ මම ඇත්ත කියන්න බෑ. මම එල්ටීටී සංවිධානයේ පොලිසි සර්වයිවේ කරගෙන හිටියා. Tragically, he was forcefully disappeared from the Padavia Hospital in May 2009. Forcefully disappeared during the Tamil genocide. During the Tamil genocide at the end of the bloody civil war, despite being severely wounded and bedridden, his life and sacrifice exemplify the complexities and the responsibilities of a shared history. I'm sorry, I have to speak something very truthfully. Let me unequivocally state that my presence here today is not to advocate for the division, but to champion the unity, harmony and prosperity of this beautiful nation. The mandate from our people is resoundingly clear. We must move forward as a one cohesive entity, unshaken by ethnic or religious prejudice, striving together for a shared vision of peace and development. Ladies and gentlemen, my journey to this chamber is a testament to the power of determination, resilience and the unwavering support of the Tamil people. Born into a community often misunderstood and marginalized, I encountered systemic barriers designed to suppress my voice and thwart my ambitions. My journey to higher education was fraught with injustice. In 2006, I was denied university entrance as a medical student due to systemic discrimination. Undeterred, I took my case to the Supreme Court and after 2 long years was finally granted admission to the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Jaffna. Graduating in 2015 marked not only a personal milestone but also a victory against opposition. At this point, I have to thank Honorable Sumandiran, former Mandirigane. From my first posting as a doctor at Base Hospital Chavacheri, after my internship at Kalabovila Teaching Hospital, to my tenure as a medical administrator, I have witnessed the stark inequities and systematic corruption that plague our healthcare system, particularly in the northern and eastern provinces. My tenure as a hospital director at Base Hospital Chavacheri was marked by significant reforms achieved within just 3 days, but these efforts were not met with staunch resistance from the interest. My exposure of corrupt practices led to my unwanted imprisonment for 19 days, a sobering reminder of these immense challenges faced by those who stand against systematic corruption. Yet it was the unwavering support of the public that shielded me from the darker machinations of the political opponents. contesting this parliamentary seat independently without the backing of established political parties. I stand here today as a testament to the resilience of our people who demand accountability, equity and meaningful reform. Honourable members, as we stand at the crossroads of history, we must confront the lingering wounds of our past with courage, clarity and a genuine commitment to reconciliation. The Prevention of Terrorism Act, a relic of wounded, troubled and painful era, must be repealed to restore justice and freedom to those unjustly detained. We must extend an olive branch to our displaced brothers and sisters all over the world, facilitating their return to their homeland with dignity, security and the assurance of a better future. Furthermore, the land confiscated by the armed forces in the north and east must be restored to their rightful owners, fostering trust, reconciliation and a sense of belonging among our people. It is imperative to provide dual citizenship to diaspora Tamils, enabling them to invest in our nation's future and to peacefully live out their twilight years in their ancestral homeland. Similarly, the preservation of cultural heritage for all ethnic groups, including Sinhalese, Muslims and Indian origin Tamils, including us, must be prioritized to ensure that no community feel marginalized or compelled to take up arms again. Our collective history has shown us the devastating consequences of marginalization, and we must work tirelessly to ensure that such injustices are never... 30 seconds, madam. Allow me to emphasize the immense potential of our diaspora. These individuals possess the expertise, resources and the commitment necessary to contribute meaningfully to the development of our nation. By ensuring their investments are secured and by granting their dual citizenship without bureaucratic obstacle, we can harness their capabilities to rebuild our economy and strengthen our nation's foundation. The approach not only fortifies our economy, but also reduces the need for our women to seek employment abroad under precarious and exploitous conditions. 10 seconds. Let us also remember the plight of those displaced by the ethnic conflict and currently living in camps in Tamil Nadu. They must be brought back to their homeland with dignity, where they can rebuild their lives with equal citizenship. I would like to emphasize that there are numerous political prisoners currently incarcerated as a result of this ethnic conflict. I urge the government to either release them or expedite their cases in court. The Tamil people have endured systematic neglect and exploitation for the 5 seconds, madam. But the recent elections have demonstrated their desire for genuine change, as evident by the election of independent representatives like myself. We as leaders must heed this declaration and call for the change at decisively. One paragraph. Honorable members, the scars of our internal conflict have left indelible mark on all communities, not just the Tamil people. The sacrifices made by all Sri Lankan Sinhalese, Tamil, Muslim and others must be honored with a steadfast commitment to unity and reconciliation we must address. Thank you, madam.